We continue here darting across Connecticut. We're at Barista Cafe in Suffield, Connecticut. And we've had an amazing morning. How can you be in a bad mood when the garden fairy comes with these gorgeous flowers? And it's what a great town. And I didn't know nearly as much as I should. And, you know, Charlie Cann is the head of school at Suffield Academy. And people who listen to the show know I swim in these waters. My wife works at Loomis Chafee. It's right down the road. And this region has some of the best secondary prep schools in the country. You have Suffield Academy, you have Loomis Chafee, you have Choate, you have Westminster, you have Avon Old Farms, and you go to a little northwest, you have Taft, and you have Hotchkiss and Kent and a whole bunch of places. And Charlie, you
we're the only one with Barista Cafe, though.
You are. Do the kids come down here?
All the time. It's great. It's perfect town for a boarding school.
I mean, you're right across the street, and you come here? You graduated University of Michigan in '92. Was this your first job?
I came here to teach, and then I ran the admission office for many years, and I've been the head of school for 21 years.
What's it like to? What made you stay? I mean, you came here and never left.
Family. I met my wife here. She went to Suffield, and some people that have helped us build this really special school. I feel personally indebted to them and want to make them proud. And we've got a great school with an amazing physical plant and campus, but really a sense of spirit and a culture that I think is really special.
So talk about the relationship to the town. What about this the town and this place is special?
Well, many of these boarding schools are very rural. And this is more suburban, so you're not only close to New York and Boston, but you're also right by Bradley. And you're in this great town, which is clean and safe, but you have all the modern conveniences of a great grocery store and walking distance for all of our students. So it's a wonderful place to live.
You know, we our listening base is broad, you know, and a lot of people, you know, I went to public school most of my life until the last 2 years of high school. And, you know, a lot of people, it's a privilege to be able to go to these schools, but there's also more opportunity to get to go to these schools than maybe people think. It's people who don't know much about this world. Like, how do you describe the experience of going to a place like a Suffield Academy?
I was thinking about that this morning, Brian. It's unusual because these are certainly prestigious schools with long histories, but they're way more diverse than people think. Not only do we have students from more than 20 states and 20 countries, but over 40% of our families get financial aid. So we have a wide range of socioeconomic diversity. More than 25% of our students are domestic students of color. So it's remarkable for a school of 420 students how diverse it is in every way.
You know, I don't know so much at Loomis. I feel the same way about Loomis Chafee's student body, but I remember my frustration when we were at Thayer Academy in Boston. They didn't really invest as much in the town, or didn't have a good relationship with the town, and I never understood why. Because I felt like you should want to have as many of the great students and student athletes of the town come to your school, but you have like an inordinate amount of Suffield residents who actually go to your school.
It's true. We have more than 50 students from the town. And that's grown considerably in the last 5 or 10 years. And I've also noticed that several of those families move to Suffield when their daughters or sons are in middle school in anticipation of coming to Suffield Academy.
You know, we're talking with Charlie Cann, who's the head of school at Suffield Academy. So one of the things, I mean, I'm sure you should be listening. You know, I don't know whether you listen, watch TV or NPR or whatever, but you should be having the show on when you're making your coffee in the morning. But if you haven't been doing that, Charlie, I'm a big education guy, and I have three kids, and technology is something I have a healthy respect for, but also a bit of a fear of. And how are you handling stuff like, I mean, we've talked to a lot of schools and heads of schools, superintendents and this and that about technology. Obviously, Lamont came out and really wants the cell phones out of public schools. How are you handling it at your school?
Well, we're not oblivious to the realities of modern technology, and there are forces we can't control, so we need to adjust properly. When our students go into class, they put their cell phone in a basket. When they go to lunch, which is a sit-down meal for the whole school with assigned seating, they put the phone in the basket. And during study hall at night from 8 to 10, the phone is not in use. But in between classes, after classes in the afternoon, they can use their phone.
Has that worked? They probably developed that over a period of a couple of years?
Yeah, and I actually see a sense of relief from our students. At first they were resistant. Now they're happy to interact with each other without the device in their hand.
How do you feel about it, like in terms of the whole?
I think eliminating is unwise and unrealistic, but moderating is a good strategy.
Do you feel like you're in a sweet spot, or do you feel like you'll this is the way you're going to do it?
I do.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's remarkable about Suffield is there are many timeless elements. They feel the same as 1950. The students go to school from 8 to 3 in dress code. They play sports or have an afternoon activity in the afternoon. They have study hall at evening. It's 6 days of school each week, so Saturday feels identical to Tuesday. And when we're in session, it's just incredibly immersive. And that's part of the appeal, is it's 3 10-week terms with long breaks, but it's intense.
You know, I'm curious, you know, the school is amazing, and the actually walking through it is it's just a wonderful place, and it looks great. But it's not all sunshine and daisies. Like, what are your and we'll talk about leadership in a second, but, I mean, your job itself is like a 24/7 job. People don't understand, from anything bad can happen at any moment with any kid, and it's on your shoulders. But what are the challenges now with students, with faculty? Is it retention of faculty? Technology you feel pretty good about? Like, what are the things that are really challenging to you right now?
They're how we stay steadfast to the core values of the school, which are about kindness and respect, in a climate that doesn't seem to value those things as much as we do. So, as I mentioned, some of this stuff is timeless, the way we treat people, how we spend our time. But the reality of the culture around us is different. There's a great political divisiveness. There's forces that make our job harder. So specifically managing technology properly, dealing with specialization in sports. We really believe students should be involved in multiple sports. And there are forces like AAU and other youth sports things that fly in the face of that. So
do you just avoid that kind of kid? Because that can also impact your potential performance in that sport, right?
No, we adapt in some ways and we don't adapt in others. So we have a big strength and conditioning program. We have a big outdoor program. We have ways that students can meet our afternoon requirement and still be excellent in one or two sports. Whereas 10 or 15 years ago, they had to play 3 interscholastic sports.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of specialization myself. We're talking with Charlie Kahn, the head of school at Suffield Academy. Let me just talk about you for a second. You know, you're like the Doogie Howser of boarding schools, right, or leadership in education. I mean, you got this job at a very young age, and you can't have known all the answers. Like, and you've worked at one place. Like, where do you take your cues from a leadership standpoint? Like, I'm sure you've taken your lumps. Like, talk about the evolution from, like, a personal leadership standpoint.
I've had some trustees that have been real role models for me. And essentially what I've dialed in on is focusing on 4 or 5 primary areas: enrollment and recruiting the students that best match the school, providing the resources our students and faculty need to inspire, helping add value to the college placement process, and constantly articulating the fundamental culture and values of the school. Those things I'm very disciplined about on a day-to-day basis, and when other things try to creep into my life, I try to remove them.
Are you self-selecting? Are the kids that come here self-selecting, or are you having kids that maybe aren't totally in line with the mission and that they learn and grow and start to incorporate it into their life?
Fortunately, the school's highly selective these days. We had more than 1,100 applicants for 130 spaces, so we're really recruiting to the program. So if we're going to offer something, whether it's AP courses or different arts options or interscholastic sports, we're recruiting students that can help make those things vibrant and successful.
Loomis Chafee, Suffield Academy, big tilt under the lights tonight. You got a prediction?
Yeah, we got a football game tonight.
And you're going to come up and
most
say...
Most people don't know New England prep football is some of the best in the country now because we have recruiting footprints around the country. So these games, the rosters aren't huge, but the top players are among the best in the country.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. You'll send a kid to Alabama, but the 15th kid on the roster won't play college football.
When the ball goes from offense to defense, not a lot of players come off the field.
Prediction? Prediction? You're going to take it?
I think it'll be a great game.
Charlie, it's great to meet you. The work you've done in your school is just wonderful, and we appreciate you taking the job you have. People don't know is a 24/7 job, so we appreciate the
time.
Well,
you're nice to be in Suffield, and Suffield Academy is so proud to be part of this town. It's a wonderful place to live, and we're grateful that you made some time to be with us today.